Everybody loves to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, yet what did the disciples commemorate?
It's 2 o'clock.
There are also many traditional images we have surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh, born a sinless human being, and dwells among us. We see images of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in a humble stable with cows or oxen, a donkey, and some sheep, with a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. The shepherds worshiping him and the wise men are there bowing before him as they present their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing by, though he's not found within the scriptures. We also think about the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night. These shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks which produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. In Luke 2:10 through 12, Scripture tells us, "And the angel of the Lord said unto them, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The Greek word for manger is phatne, translated as manger. In most English translations of the New Testament, it means stall. The sign to the shepherds was finding the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, special strips of cloth wound around the baby, lying in a stall. How could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find the baby Jesus? In Micah 5:2, Scripture again tells us a ruler, the Savior, would come out of Bethlehem. This was confirmed by the chief priests and scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newly born king. "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Matthew 2:2. But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, there was a former military watchtower that was called in the Hebrew Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock. The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined and later be used for sin offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes who were about to bear their lambs. We are told there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from the king, damage, and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable for sacrifice. In Micah 4:8 it tells us, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." So at the direction of the angel, these shepherds who knew, raised, cared for, and closely examined sacrificial lambs understood exactly where to find and examine the newborn king in the tower of the flock, lying in a stall, a manger, where the lambs were to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his only begotten son, the perfect lamb, to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Everybody loves Christmas. We get together, we eat, we give presents to each other. The lights are beautiful, and then there's a little baby, baby Jesus. Who, I ask, cannot get excited about a little baby, especially Jesus, the Son of God? As a matter of fact, people make much ado of the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But did you know that in the Bible we can find no record that the early church ever celebrated Christmas? I'm not saying that it is wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ, of course not. Yet the early church did not memorialize or commemorate the birth of Christ. It memorialized the death of Christ, and it's called the Lord's Supper. Again, it was to commemorate what? His death, not his birth. The more carnal a person seems to be, the more they will make much of his birth, and the less they will make much of his death. They love to celebrate the cradle, yet they somehow or another hate the cross. And that same giddy crowd that will be dancing around the cradle on Christmas evening will be the same giddy crowd that will be in a drunken stupor on New Year's
Eve. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why your name should be on there."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Merry Christmas, everybody. We always want to be here on Christmas Day because we know a lot of people don't have family. And I know exactly what that feels like. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to show you something. I'll show you my family and who my family was coming back home from school and nobody being there. And yet this was my family. On Christmas, nobody was home except me and my brother. And this was my family, which I'm going to introduce to you in just a moment because I went and met them about a year ago, last summer, as a matter of fact. And what was interesting, folks, and what I want to show you is I'm hoping to pull this up really quick. And for some reason, there's a little bit of a delay going on. But I'm saying this for the very purpose that I don't want anybody home alone. I don't want that. I don't like that. Next year, what we're going to do is we're going to basically propose to the people in the five-state area that if you want to, if you have no family, no home to go to, we're going to get a central location. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a Christmas dinner where we can all come together in the flesh. I think that would be the best thing to do so we can all understand what family is all about. Because the Lord says that he places us in families, and he's talking about the fatherless. He's talking about those that have dysfunctional families. It talks about this in Isaiah 54 as well. But I want to show you this really quick because I did pull this up. I got about 10,000 views on this one. The only family I knew, Bradley meets Cass from Little House in the Prairie. We were in California doing events, and on social media platforms, what I'm doing is highlighting Simi Valley. They actually let us into the set where we went back where to the location where they actually used to film Little House in the Prairie. But this was my family growing up. There's Almanzo and myself. There is myself and Andrew. That's not his real name, but you guys all remember him if you can see him. There's Bradley with none other than our friend Nellie, Allison Ingram. She was probably the coolest one, by the way. Also, we have Stephanie, my wife, with Miss Beetle, Charlotte Stewart, and then little Gracie, Wendy Lou Lee, who's also a Christian, by the way. And then we have Carrie, Sydney Greenbush. Here's one of them right there. And then I also took the time to talk to Michael Landon Jr. for just a moment. So when I say, I know what it's like not to have a family, I do in part as far as the physical side of it. But on the other side of it, the Lord used a man by the name of Eugene Horowitz. You know him as Michael Landon.
who used as a father to the nations. As a matter of fact, Little House in the Prairie is one of those shows, for some reason or another, people don't like to acknowledge that they ever watched it. I don't know why, but everybody watched it. It was the people's pick. Well, Hollywood ignored them. The people picked them as their favorite television program throughout the country. This series, Little House in the Prairie, has been growing exponentially across the world ever since it came out. And there's a massive revival. As a matter of fact, that whole cast from Little House in the Prairie goes to France because they're huge in France. They're huge in Europe. And why is that? Because people want to know the function of family that the Lord ordained in what it looks and what it acts like. And so with that said, friends, next year we're going to do the same exact thing. We're going to do it right here in the state of Minnesota. We're going to find a current location where we can all get together and have Christmas together, regardless if we have family or not. We're in this together, and that's exactly what I named the show today. Now, speaking of Christmas, I want to throw this out there really quick, because you always get the little ankle biters or nitpickers, and I think some of it's not so bad if they're really sincere about trying to get us on track concerning what this season's really about. But here, let me give you a real fast fact concerning Christmas within itself. Did you know that theologians believe that Christ was actually born between 6 BC before Christ or 4 BC? Scholars say that he was born between September and March, not in December. Orthodox Christians celebrate his birth on January 7th, and in the West, where we're at, Christmas is celebrated on December 25th. Why is that? I have no idea. You know what? My objective when it comes to Christmas, just like, listen to me carefully, every other day of the week, friends, is I live unto him who died for me. So it's a Memorial Day. People have Memorial Day once a year. I have it every single day of my life, because Christ crucified is evidently set before. I understand that he died to cover my sins, and I live unto him. Again, read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. And understanding the price paid for our freedoms, how could it be otherwise? So even Christmas within itself, and in celebrating the fact that Jesus was born, we better understand that he was born to what delivers people from his sins. And I'm thinking of Luke 2:1-20. And I'm also thinking of Matthew 1:21 as well. I also want to make one more point when it comes to the topic of Christmas. Do you guys all understand that the birth of Christ wasn't memorialized by the apostles? Some people don't know this. Again, let me say it clearly. The apostles didn't memorialize his birth the way that we do, which obviously there's nothing wrong with it. But what they did memorialize was the death of Christ, not the birth of Christ. Why? Because that's what tore down the veil between us and the Lord. And that's what's important to understand. And that's why it's important to bear our cross, so that we might understand what the memorialization is all about. Again, his death, not his birth. And I'm not taking away the birth. I want to make clear I'm not doing that. I'm just putting it into perspective. But again, what we find in ourselves doing is turning this the right direction, because we become so backwards in a society that we think we actually know what we're doing, when in fact, if you look at the history of who Christ is and what the apostles commemorate, it had nothing to do with what we're being taught today. Again, so we just want to make sure that we're always sticking to sound doctrine here, and that's what's important. Sound means without error, okay? So again, let me say this. Merry Christmas. Next year, we're going to get everybody together that is in a dysfunctional situation, those that have no family, and we're going to make a way where we can all get together in the Midwest and have a Christmas dinner together. And P.S., that's why I'm here today. This is what we're doing this year, but that's what we're going to do next year, Lord willing. Cool? So Merry Christmas to my family, my radio family, my church family, all of you. I love you with my heart. That's why we're here, because we know what it's like. Believe me, we know what it's like. So we're going to be getting into some more topics as to what's going on here on Christmas Day. And I'm going to cover some topics just to keep everybody abreast, so I don't have to try to make up for it tomorrow and then the next day and the next day. You get the point. If you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Got a lot of Merry Christmases coming in right now, folks. It sounds like the bell. It just ding. Ding, ding. I wake up this morning, there's 20 dings, and then all morning it's been ding, 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 ding. See, again, it shows you, friends, who my family is, and I appreciate every single one of you. Okay, so if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. One more time, if you want to call in, at least for this segment, if you want to call in, 281. If you're new, you've never called in before, we'd love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. Again, 281-845-4704. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution, said President Buchanan. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? That's why the Lord told us to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. That's what we're continuously doing here. We're making reference to the Word of God. Okay, the church is built upon the what? The law and the prophets, the apostles and the prophets, Ephesians 2:20. And we're constantly making reference to the Word of God. And it tells us in 2 Chronicles, when we believe the prophets, the apostles and the prophets, you're going to be established. But if you don't, you can go to the end of chapter 7 of Matthew, and you're going to understand why the house is now built on the church, because people believe I'm transitioning now into the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, where Jesus said the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Now you understand why the tyrants that are tolerated by the American people are continuously inundating them with the fact that we're a democracy, when in fact we're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, and the law that I'm continuously putting your feet upon in the show, and on this show, okay? Because I want to make sure you have the answers needed. And it also refers back to the Constitution, as Andrew Jackson talked about as well. And that's why we're constantly making reference to the both of them. So what happens when you forget the both of them? Well, just go ahead and take a look around, because when you look around, you can see exactly what happens to a people that have wickedly forsaken their God. You get guys like this. This mayor, I'm going to show you this video here, and this you'll hear this audio, affiliates. But you have the Chicago mayor, and I'm not getting caught up into this uniparty system. You know, we're sold that Donald Trump's the good guy, right? We're all sold that. We all know, we're told he's the good guy. And when in fact, he's bearing the fruit of what? The devil, not a Christian. Matthew 7, 16 and 20, John 10, 10, the first part. But what we see here is Chicago mayor saying Donald Trump, again, as if to suggest he's the good guy. Donald wants a civil war. Now, I'm highlighting, and it's important that you understand what I'm going to say next. We're talking about a mayor that doesn't know his left hand from his right hand. This is a mayor, as they call them, that they want you to believe was elected by the people of Illinois, which is not true, just like the rest of them. They've been picked up and dropped and installed by the CIA to be subversive, and that's exactly what they've been, to destabilize their political battering rams to upend the Constitution. Let me give you the answer. John Adams said our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. The word moral defined means conform to the truth. And that goes back to the Word of God, and what is harvested from that is the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed, which brings us to the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He knows none of this. He has not a clue. By the way, neither does Donald Trump. You can get any one of these politicians. I'm challenging you now, especially if you're new here. Get any politician that you want. I would love to take Ted Cruz to task. I'd love to take a Marco Rubio to task, because people think that these guys actually know what they're talking about. Well, guess what, friends? They don't. Neither does Donald Trump. He said we're a purified democracy, of which I was just highlighting a moment ago. We're not a democracy, nor are we a purified democracy, yet we've been told that we're a democracy by every criminal tenure of those that you allow in office, namely those that occupy the People's White House in corporate America, which was established in 1871, by the way, which runs antithetical to the Constitution. That's why you're getting the results that you are. But let me just stop right there and go back to this mayor, okay? The Chicago mayor wants you to believe that Donald Trump is creating a civil war. Okay. Again, remember, this Chicago mayor is committing the act of treason. He's guilty of treason. He's doubling down on his treason. And because he's guilty of a crime, he wants us to believe that the guy that's been sold to us as the good guy is creating a civil war. Let me say this again to the new people. You have a left, and the left is the fruit of what you call the right, because constitutionally there's no such thing as a left. There's no such thing as a Democratic Party, no more than there is a Republican Party. The reason that you have over 101 unconstitutional parties is because you don't listen to guys like me that are making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution. But I'm going to give you a prime example of what ignorance looks like. And really what this is every government deserves, or should I say every country deserves the government that it has, because it's a reflection of the people, especially in this country, because we are the government. Listen to this. You can't make it up.
To sit in right now, because the president of the United States of America has declared war on the people of Chicago.
This is the guy that's defending illegals and their crimes that are being committed against the people of this country. Now, if the American people understood who he was and what he's guilty of, they would understand the consequences of his actions actually bring about the consequence of death, because that is the consequence of treason. Also read Article 3, Section 3, 1825 U.S. Code. That's federal law. Okay, but let's listen to the rest of this nonsense. Here's the criminal accusing the good guy, we're told, of crimes that he's guilty of, just like his father, the devil, Revelation 12:10.
The right wing in this country.
The right wing.
Wants a rematch of the Civil War.
Wants a rematch of the Civil War. And now, how our war started? In every war, what's the first casualty, people? What's the first casualty? The truth, okay? This guy has no idea what the truth is. And because someone's coming down on him for his crimes, he's accusing the other person of what he is guilty of. That's what the accuser of the brethren does.
I want that to sit in right now because the president of the United States of America has declared war on the people of Chicago and people across America.
I don't know anybody that's declaring war on the people of. No, what I'm understanding, again, as it's sold to us by the lying mainstream media, is that they're actually targeting those that are here illegally. See, and what people don't want to pay attention to the fact now concerning Donald Trump hasn't dealt with these mayors, nor has he dealt with the governors that have committed the act of treason by alluring them into this country illegally in the first place. Do you see why this is all confused? Because there's no reference to law. There's no made mention of executing the laws because they don't know the law. Therefore, they're not going to have judgment or justice. And if they don't have judgment or justice, they're not going to have righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4. So this confusion right here in confusion to face is paid back to the people that have departed from God. Ask Daniel, because if you go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 7, that's exactly what you're going to find.
He's more interested in giving billions of dollars to other nations.
So they're both accusing each other of what both parties are guilty of. Again, Americans, you're the one that's being overthrown by this WWF. Charade that's taking place in front of your face. In other words, the clowns in the circus of politics, you're allowing them to basically entertain you out of your freedoms because according to the law, both sides are violating and transgressing law. This is for the people who are the government in this country to stand up and hold both sides accountable. But if you're going to allow them to continuously dangle the carrot in front of your face so you can blame one that you hate and praise one that you love, well, this is the response that you're going to get.
Well, farmers in urban cities.
Now he's going to sit there and sympathize with the poor, which in fact, in many cases, they're poor because of his unconstitutional policies. Again, you really can't make up this stuff, friends. But if you know the law and you read it, a child will understand simply as to what's going on. I wanted to highlight this as well before the second heartbreak comes up on us. Remember how I told you just recently, I said, people, you're being sold to your enemies. If you want to know why all these Muslims here and all these illegals that are here, again, remember the federal and state government. I can't say this. I can't overstate this, this point. It is your governors and your mayors working hand in glove with the federal government who is the tail that is wagging the dog. It's the states that have the say-so, not the federal government. But now you have the federal government doing what the state should be doing. But they're both accountable for the act of treason. Instead of the people taking them by the lawful scruff of the neck, lawfully, take them by the scruff of the neck, impeach them and prosecute them, they're being sold out to their enemies and they just don't know what to do. See, the people want answers, but they don't want the answers that the Lord told them to bring in order to bring the resolve. Listen to this lady who, by the way, every time she does a conference or should I say a public appeal or a public speaking engagement, if it's not controlled concerning the people that she has around her, she completely gets shouted down by those people. And they want you to believe she was voted in. Again, can't make it up. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
If you check out Deuteronomy 28:68, you'll understand what I'm going to show you next. You have a communist mayor in Boston that the mainstream media gave her all the attention needed to get into office to install her. But yet when you see her public appearances, the people of Boston are shouting her down where she can't even continue on. Isn't that amazing how that works? The mainstream media gives her all the attention she needs to get in office. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody knows her background, and all of a sudden, they're installed. That's a word that the CIA uses. They install them to subvert. That's what they are. They're subversive. This mayor, by the way, has no business being in office. She's a straight-up communist. She's there to attack, just like the Muslims are in office, who have also been installed. And the American people, when I say things like you've been sold out to your enemies, they sit back and say, oh, what does that mean? What's happening right in front of your faces? Read Deuteronomy 28:63. Read verse 43 in the same chapter, friends. It's not hard to figure out what's going on here. Because remember what I said, the people didn't vote her in. She was put in place to attack the people that she claims to represent. And what's also interesting to note is when people are there that are outside of their audience that they create and mold for the people to believe that they're actually there in support of her, when people in Boston get there, the actual residents of Boston, they begin to shout her down. But again, I want you to listen carefully to what this communist said so you can understand how they're using subversives regardless of who they are or what they call themselves.
Añeos, community members, people that we know and love and have built this city alongside. You cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, in jobs and economic development, in education, without talking about the Somali community.
Can you make this up? Our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, purposely read the Quran to understand the mind of the enemy. He went to war against the very people that you're allowing these subversives to take credit for what, in fact, there is no credit given to them in any sense of the word where they make claim. So you have a communist. So it shows you it's not about the communists. Hey, folks, the devil ties the tails. Do you remember when King Herod and when they were both King Herod and Pontius Pilate were delivering up Jesus? Do you remember how they were at enmity? But when they delivered up Jesus, they became friends. This is what's going on here, friends. There's no division in the kingdom of Satan. Okay, and what I'm talking about is put that up against Mark 3:25. All this division is created against Goyim, the white people. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't want to hear it, you can wait until that's at your front door too, okay? And it becomes your reality because it's coming. All of this is being brought to you by yours truly, the Zionists, that are using the communists, that are using the Muslims, that are using the subversives, regardless of who they are, to bring about what? Destruction to this country, which impedes the way of those that mean to establish a global order. I didn't say that. George Soros said that. So I think that should kill any questions you may have when it comes to what should I do? What should I do? Friends, your enemies, again, are at the helm, and they're put there on purpose to do the very things that they're doing to you. It's the same thing happening in Minnesota, all over the United States. All over the United States, Americans, either you hold them accountable for their crimes or they're going to continuously assail you. And there's no in-betweenites. Here, let me make another point here, and I think it's important for, or should I say advantageous for you to understand what I'm going to make claim to next. Remember how I told you that during holidays, Easter, Resurrection Day, any other holiday we may have, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's, the list goes on. Remember how I told you need to pay attention to what's going on? Because what happens while people are celebrating with their families, did you know that the subversives in the halls of government are actually doing their best to legislate against you? Remember how I just brought this up? Remember how I told you, friends, that Thomas Jefferson said the price of freedom and liberty is eternal vigilance? It absolutely is. That's another reason I'm here today. Because I'm one of those, metaphorically, I'm one of those snakes on the Gadsden flag with my eyes wide open, ready to strike at all times. That's what I'm doing here right now. I understand what they're telling us because they're absolutely 100% true. Now, why am I saying this? Because just yesterday, this was actually posted on December 25th, which was today. But just yesterday, guess what the Somalis were doing in the face of all of this fraud, which is now exceeding $9 billion in the state of Minnesota. Guess what they did, friends? You're not even going to believe this. I'll go ahead and play it, and then I'll explain it.
800, formalizing a sister city agreement between the city of Mogadishu and city of St. Paul.
There are projects under USAID helping our young people, although it's not the level that we expected. But the city...
This is happening while you're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
To the world, you're sending a message that will bring it as it was before. This is like saying for all Somalis, if Mogadishu city becomes peace, all Somalis becomes peace. But we are adding...
Okay, Mogadishu is a war-torn city that these people fled from, say they, while the American people all over the world, but I'm talking about America right now, afforded them asylum. They promised that they would come in to assimilate to our system, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? When they get here, they say they're fleeing oppression of the government that they mean to implement here in the state of Minnesota. I'm not making this up. Does that sound like a people that are fleeing oppression? Or does that sound like a people committing the act of what they call taqiya, which means that they can lie to the people to basically conquer that people? Is that what it sounds like they're doing? I want you to pay attention, friends, to the fact that this was posted this morning. This is what took place yesterday. The Somalians, after all of the fraud committed in the state of Minnesota, they're trying to bring about a resolution to make Mogadishu a city or a sister city to St. Paul. Does that sound like they're fleeing oppression or they're trying to bring their war-torn culture into this country with them? Again, will you listen to me first and foremost, people? This is all done purposely for the very purpose of upending and attacking who we are as a people. Don't ask me, just ask them. Because when it comes to the fact, there's not one of these people that are here, and I'm not talking about all of them because some are here to assimilate, but the majority of those that are not, they do not have a leg to stand on when it comes to any lawful standing in what it is that they mean to initiate here. This is an attack on who we are. They're making claim to being a part of the fabric of the society of what built America. Completely 100% not true in any sense of the word. Our forefathers fought off these very people to keep them away from who we are. And again, I'm not talking about those that are coming in that we are affording asylum to, that are actually keeping their part of the bargain, where they're assimilating to our laws and our system of government. I'm talking about a majority of them that are coming over here in their religious garb, that are uniting, they're colonizing, all with the help of the governors and the mayors, who again are committing the act of treason, because again, what they mean to do is they mean to overtake. And they are the broom that modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, is talking about as mercenaries to basically deal with their political opposition. This has been in play for a long, 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 long time. Okay. They've been defeated over and over and over again. And those countries that have defeated them have warned the people that they mean to enter in. Don't take them in because this is their history. This is what they mean to do. And it's exactly what they do when they get there, just like what they're doing here. I shared with you last week, friends, they are the people in the millions in different countries, their prospective countries, literally in the millions, are demanding their governments to deport these people that America now has their arms open to. And I'm not talking about the American people at large. I'm talking about their said representatives that work for the CIA. Because that is exactly what you're seeing in this country. Hey, folks, if we were to go into a court of law and we had a juror of our peers and we took them to what our law says and what they've been guilty of, and I'm talking about a plethora of issues across the board, and that includes the federal and state governments, and I'm talking about the governors and the mayors, I can tell you, if we took the law and we laid it out on a piece of paper and we gave the people an educated course, a short one, as to who we are and what the history of these people are and the crimes of the politicians and what they're guilty of committing, I'll tell you what, that court case would last no more than an hour before we got a guilty verdict. That's why they're scared of people like me. That's why they're scared of people that are not stupid, that are not destroyed for the lack of knowledge, those that are taking the time to be educated, those that are speaking out against them. That's why they're using the big tech companies to censor people like me, to continuously suppress illegally free speech, to give these people a voice so that you might be taught to sympathize with those that mean to conquer you. Again, it's exactly what's happening. I got one more segment coming up. If you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. A little reciprocity here, right? Merry Christmas to all of my family, my radio affiliates, to my church family, to my audience, my radio audience. You're my family, and that's just the fact of the matter. But with that, if you want to call in, love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Concerning what it is that we've talked up to this point, 281-845-4704. What I'm going to do on the other side, I want to bring you over to TPUSA really quick, and I want you to see what's going on over there. Because again, we already see everything that was going on before Charlie Kirk was allegedly assassinated. Well, ever since that alleged assassination, everything is going the other direction now in more ways than one. It's getting weirder and weirder and weirder. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
All right. You know, Bradley, you know, I think you just go after these guys, these other speakers, like, you know, TPUSA in their lineup, because I think you're jealous of them. I think you just can't live up to what they've done. Well, I can tell you this right now. You can take all of them, wrap them all together, and I can tell you the fruit of this ministry has 100-fold compared to what they've all done as one. I can tell you that as a fact. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. I will tell you that. And Christ has been glorified in it, and that's what it's all about. That's the end aim. That is our objective, friends. John 15:8. Read it when you get a moment. But, you know, I don't think it's an issue of, you know, me being jealous or me trying to put their light out to make mine brighter. It's just my objective is to let you know that you're being lied to. My objective is to let you know that the powers that you're tolerating are actually paying these people to do the things that they're doing. What am I talking about? Well, I just did this brand new article, just posted it this morning. We already got about 1,500 hits on it. Thank you for that. But we got really people. Did you see that the TPUSA lineup? You have Russell Brand preaching at TPUSA. He was charged again with new rape and sexual offenses. What's crazy about that, friends, is the I had someone say to me, oh, those are old charges. No. Well, that's great. They're old charges. Does it look like he's repentant? Is he bringing forth the fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11? Absolutely not. He's doing interviews with his shirt off, acting like an absolute hooligan, hanging out with none other than, I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I'll show a picture of it. This is Alex Jones. If you people haven't figured out who this overweight, ball-headed gorilla works for yet, I can't help you. I got a picture of none other than Russell Brand, the repentant preacher, naked, literally. I think he may have some shorts on, but he's on the back of Alex Newman. Again, these people are put up to demoralize. They all call themselves Christians, but again, we don't see the fruit of Christ. And I'm rebuking him in Jesus' name. This is exactly what I'm doing, okay? But there's Russell Brand on the back of none other than Alex Jones. I want to show this to you because I don't think you guys understand to the degree of how far this goes. Because this is the guy they just had preaching at TPUSA, which is aimed at the younger generation, your posterity. And they're claiming it's a move of Christ. But this is the guy that they're using to preach Jesus. Okay? They're using this guy to preach Jesus to the unrepentant. Does this look like a repentant man? Here, I'm going to show you, and I want you to listen carefully because you'll hear this on audio as well. This is Alex Jones. How anybody hasn't figured him out yet, that's on you. Entertaining Russell Brand with they're taking their shirts off. And I want you to listen to this. And you can go ahead, for those that are on social media platforms, you're going to get a good taste of this. But again, this is what they're selling the people as their platform as Christian men. Listen carefully. And if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, you'll understand the hypocrisy going on here.
Mad old silverback. You mad old conspiracy theory silverback, you.
Yeah.
Elon, you let him back on X. You caused this, Musk. You caused this. Thank you, Rumble. Thank you, all of you.
Look at this.
This is the only bit people are going to see.
These are Christian men educating you all. Look at these Christian men. Isn't this interesting? Look at these. Look at these Christian men.
Then Bill Gates can suck upon those teats like Romulus and Remus.
Does that sound like a preacher? Look at him.
What's that without farmland? Bill Gates wouldn't survive in nature. I say we release Bill Gates back into the wild and see how long he lasts.
See, it's just amazing to me that he's been brought up in the P. Diddy files as a predator concerning the child victims. He's been named. He's been named on several different charges, rape and sexual assault. And now he's got brand new charges being leveled to him too. Three more new charges. And yet he's up there preaching Jesus
the complexity at TPUSA. Of the issues in the Middle East.
Look at this
guy. Is it possible to love Jesus Christ, to believe that Israel has a right to a homeland,
He's playing a dangerous, dangerous game. They all take this as being a thing taken lightly that Christ or the Father sent Christ to do in dying for our sins, in washing us from our own sins. They're taking this lightly. They're desecrating the blood of Christ. Read Hebrews 10:26. I am telling you, when you go here the way TPUSA is going there, you can go ahead and mark my words. It's going to be short-lived. It's going to be short-lived, friends. And just like I told you right after this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, I told you it was going to be on life support, and it is. Okay? Look at the people they have as speakers, Zionists. They have sexual perverts, antichrists, globalists, blatant criminals. They have cult members up, okay? CIA operatives, occultists. Well, what do you mean when you say occultists? Well, I already played this piece for you, friends. I played a piece of Charlie Kirk confronting a kid that said Nicki Minaj is not in any sense of the word a good role model for young black women. What is Erica Kirk, after the alleged assassination, what does she do? She promotes her. I don't know if you've seen some of this stuff, but Nicki Minaj comes out literally and says that she is the devil. She talks about the fact that she also has a devil named Roman that she has within. Again, listen.
A crazy boy who lives in me. And
he's a dangerous boy that lives in me.
He says the things that I don't want to say.
He says the things that I don't want to say. That's Roman that lives within her, and this is the person that Erica Kirk says has the heart after the Lord. Again, folks, I'm just telling you this is what you're putting up with, and they're going in for your kids, and they're not hiding it. I mean, I'm just thinking of this picture right here with Russell naked on the back of Alex Jones. Can you imagine what's going on behind closed doors, friends? I mean, they're all part of the same of the good old boy club. I don't know. Kelly, North Carolina, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, first I'll start off with they're all fools, and they just need to lose their platforms. But beyond that, you know, Jesus is wonderful and God is good. It breaks my heart more people don't call into you with all that you do and give, and I know you're giving for the Lord as much as for us. And I feel bad I don't call in quite as often as I used to. I'm definitely fighting some health issues, getting better every day.
Amen.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a mess. It's disgusting. Our health as a country would be better if it wasn't so captivated by so many.
Amen. That's
know?
A good word.
And as long as we allow the swill to build up around our necks, we're going to have problems breathing.
Amen. No, you're right. Kelly, well, first of all, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We pray in Jesus' name for your
thank
healing,
you.
And I thank you for a double portion of the anointing upon your life, and I thank you for your call, and I also thank you and say Merry Christmas to you all. But I do want to say this. I get live chats where I see people going back and forth all day long. Though what Kelly just said from North Carolina, it would be good to hear more from people, especially those that are opposing these points of view or the points that we're making, because we see those online too, and they want to make comments, taking shots at us, but they don't actually get on the air to make their point. If you're right about what you're saying, man, how is it that you allow it to just go to the wayside if what I'm saying is untrue? Set the record straight. We want you to set the record straight. That's what we're here for. This is what I'm born for. Christians are called to contend for the faith, and that's exactly what we're doing here. So I'm okay that we get the calls that we get, and the people that call, I love them. I love hearing from people, especially new callers. It's okay. Depending upon how you call in, you know, pro or con, that's up to you. If you call in and you're sincere about what you're talking about, you're going to get a sincere answer, even if it's in opposition to me. But if you want to call in and take some unwarranted shots, then be ready, because you're going to be an open prey as well. So that's just how it goes here. But common sense comes into the play when I'm talking about exactly what I'm talking about with callers right there, then and there. I want to say Merry Christmas to every one of you guys. I'll be back again tomorrow, as usual. I hope that you have an awesome day. Keep Christ before your eyes. Remember, the apostles commemorated his death, not his life, though we rejoice in his life as well. In Jesus' name. Love you guys by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Thanks for the call, Kelly. Totally appreciate it, kiddo. And then we will talk to you guys in 23 hours one more time. Have a great Christmas. Spend time with your family and love on them. See ya.